The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. Yesterday, Richmond police shared details of an alleged plot to carry out a mass shooting on July 4th. Patrick Larson reports that officers say they received a tip before arresting two suspects and seizing firearms.
During a press conference Wednesday, Police Chief Gerald Smith said a resident reported overhearing a suspicious conversation about plans to attack a 4th of July celebration at Dogwood Dell in Richmond. That report led to two arrests between July 1st and July 5th and the seizure of two assault rifles and hundreds of rounds of ammunition.
A cognizant choice to actually be part of the solution and actually do something as simple as pick up the phone and give us a call.
Both individuals taken into custody have been charged with being non-U.S. citizens in possession of a firearm. Mayor LeVar Stoney says he and city council are working with police and other city departments to reduce violence in Richmond, but called for state and federal lawmakers to implement stricter gun control policies. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
The Virginia DMV is launching a new way to save money for drivers who use less gas. Catherine Hafner from partner station WHRO has the details.
The new option is called the Mileage Choice Program. It's open to people who drive electric, hybrid, or fuel-efficient vehicles. Those drivers usually pay a special fee when they register or renew their car. That's to make sure they're contributing just as much to fund state transportation as people who have to pay gas taxes more often. The new program would let fuel-efficient and electric vehicle owners pay per mile they drive instead of a lump sum. If you opt for Mileage Choice, the DMV will send you a mileage tracking device to install on your car. The average Virginian travels about 11,600 miles each year. If you drive less than that, the new program would save you money.
That was Catherine Hafner reporting. Portsmouth Senator Louise Lucas was barraged with racist and homophobic tweets after voicing support for abortion rights. The Virginian Pilot reports that many messages directly threaten Lucas with physical violence. This prompted her to report the tweets to the Virginia Division of Capitol Police, who will now provide Lucas with additional security at future public events. Regional representatives from the Anti-Defamation League say threats like these have become more common for marginalized community members in recent years. How do personal experiences influence state law? That's the story VPM News is exploring today as we continue our series highlighting queer leaders in Virginia. Meg Schiffer spoke with Anthony Bellotti about how they helped to craft some historic bills that establish protections for transgender students.
Anthony Bellotti's career in activism began when they were 16 years old. In Stafford County, Bellotti fought their school board to pass policies that still protect transgender students today.
The final straw for me was when I had my life threatened in a bathroom by a cis male student. That's when I knew that something had to change.
In 2016, Bellotti drew up a list of demands, including adding gender and sexual orientation to the school's anti-discrimination policy. The school board adopted the policy within a few years.
I did that by packing school board meetings, going to meetings with these politicians, working with other local activists and parents, and finding other queer students who were able to be out and share their stories for themselves.
At a school board meeting, Bellotti met Joshua Cole, a local pastor and candidate for the House of Delegates. They bonded, and when Cole took office in 2020, he called on Bellotti to advise him.
We needed to make sure that we had other eyes on the legislation to give me the views of those who may have endured the pain and the struggles.
Cole says Bellotti was instrumental in the passage of several bills protecting transgender people in Virginia. One required the Virginia Department of Education to develop model policies concerning the treatment of transgender students. Meg Schifferis, VPM News.
The Shenandoah Battlefields Foundation will soon begin developing seven new battlefield parks on over 1,700 acres of public land. The parks will be in Frederick, Shenandoah, Rockingham, and Highland counties. In the state budget, lawmakers allocated nearly $5 million to make the projects possible. According to the Winchester Star, these funds will also contribute to a new education center and other improvements to Shenandoah's Civil War Museum. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.